USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Firefighters are working around the clock on a fire that broke out on the USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego, California. The Navy says the entire crew of the ship was accounted for. Officials with the fire department say first responders are also accounted for. A handful of crew members and firefighters did suffer from smoke inhalation. The Navy is also reporting two guided missile destroyers, including the USS Fitzgerald, have been moved away from the Bonhomme Richard as it continues to burn at Naval Base San Diego. Local, base, and shipboard firefighters are continuing their efforts to contain the blaze. Approximately 160 sailors were on board the ship when the fire started. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, but officials say they don't expect any foul play. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Bar owners from all over Arizona are suing Governor Doug Ducey. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The lawsuit taking aim at Governor Doug Ducey over his coronavirus shutdown order, which does affect bars. 26 bar owners reportedly have signed on to the lawsuit, claiming that the order is unconstitutional. It was issued at the very end of June, shutting down bars and theaters, water parks, and gyms for 30 days. A law professor at Arizona State University representing the plaintiff says it's overreach and should be a matter that's handled by the state legislature. A statement from Ducey's office asserts the measure is in keeping with the best information available from public health sources and that it's not unconstitutional. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona is one of seven states that have seen a record number of new cases since last Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller responded to claims that his investigation into potential collusion between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign was illegitimate following the president's decision to commute Roger Stone's sentence. Mueller published an op-ed in the Washington Post on Saturday, asserting that while the work of the special counsel's office, including indictments, guilty pleas, and convictions, should speak for itself, but that he felt compelled to respond to claims that its motives were improper and that Stone was a victim of the office. Mueller wrote, "The Russia investigation was of paramount importance. Stone was prosecuted and convicted because he committed federal crimes. He remains a convicted felon, and rightly so." President Trump on Friday commuted Stone's sentence 4 days before he was set to spend 40 months in prison. Stone, who wasn't pardoned by Trump, is appealing his conviction, but the commutation protects him from serving prison time as a result. Stone, a 67-year-old Republican strategist, was convicted in November of charges that included lying to Congress, witness tampering, and interfering in the House's Russia investigation. Prosecutors had originally recommended that Stone serve 7 to 9 years in prison, but Attorney General William Barr recommended a more lenient sentence. The entire prosecution team resigned from the case in protest. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.